No one was even injured. And somehow or other, they all crossed the Ganges. And they all came to Vidyanagar, and then Vidyavachaspati was looking and searching, where is Lord Chaitanya? Kuliyanagar. And he found out he was at the house of one devotee named Madhava Das. And he went there and explained the Lord that, please save me from all these people and reveal yourself to them. So as they were all chanting the holy names of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before all of them and raised his arms and induced everyone to chant Harinam. He instructed everyone to always chant the holy names of the Lord, because the Lord's name is the pure sound vibration which cleanses our heart and reveals the Lord within our heart. And there was so much kirtan going on. There were hundreds and hundreds of kirtan groups all singing and dancing, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just started dancing, going from one kirtan group to another to another. And everyone was just mystified to see his beautiful form of Gauranga in his nice dance. In Kulia, after this massive, extraordinary kirtan, Lord Chaitanya sat down. And then all those people who offended Lord Chaitanya in the past, or offended his devotees, they all came with utterly humble hearts to beg forgiveness. One Brahman approached and said, my Lord, I have blasphemed the devotees. I have blasphemed the Sankirtan movement. I have blasphemed you. What is my destiny? Now I am surrendering my life to you. I understand that you are my only shelter. Please instruct me. And Lord Chaitanya told him that if you drink poison with your mouth, that poison will be the cause of your death. But with the same mouth, if you drink nectar, that will counteract the poison and give you immortality. Similarly, to criticize the chanting of the holy name or the Lord's devotees is like drinking poison. And it creates a situation worse than death. But by praising the Lord's name, and by praising the Lord's devotees, that is like drinking nectar, and it will counteract all that poison and give you eternal love and eternal life. So always glorify the Vaishnav devotees and always chant the holy names of Lord Krishna. And Devananda Pandit approached Lord Chaitanya. And he said, I have offended your devotees and I have offended you. Please tell me the means by which I could be delivered. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he must beg the forgiveness of Srivas Thakur. And he also explained to him how every particular word and verse of Srimad Bhagavatam only teaches us of pure devotion to Krishna in the path of bhakti. And he explained, you should always teach Bhagavatam in this way and always chant the holy names. Devananda Pandit achieved love of Krishna by the mercy of the Lord and became one of his very, very great eternal associates. And Gopal Chapala, who also offended Srivas Thakur and was suffering terrible leprosy, came before Lord Chaitanya. It was there in Kulia that he was forgiven, cured of his leprosy, and given love for Krishna. This way, countless persons were coming, and because they had humble hearts, Lord Chaitanya was forgiving them for all their offenses, giving them Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the holy land of Kulia is known as the place where all offenses are forgiven, even to this very day. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his journey to Vrindavan, one resident of Navadvip, named Narasinghananda Brahmachari, he sat in meditation because he wanted to construct a wonderful, wonderful path for Lord Chaitanya to travel on. In his meditation, he constructed a very wide road, and that road was bedecked with the most precious and opulent jewels on the sides and on the bottom, everywhere. And then he got very, very soft stemless flowers and covered the road with that so it would be very pleasing to the Lord's lotus feet. And he created through his meditation wonderful lakes with all auspicious birds like swans and peacocks and ducks. And then he created all auspicious trees like bakula trees and banyan trees on all the sides of the road, all laden with wonderful fruits. He constructed such a wonderful atmosphere, and Lord Chaitanya, as he was traveling down the road, he actually could see and experience with his transcendental senses all that Narasinghananda Brahmachari was creating through his meditation. Because the Lord, he doesn't see with material vision. He sees according to the bhava and the devotion of his devotees. And Narasinghananda Brahmachari, during his meditation, he constructed the road up to a village called Kanai Natashala, which means the place where the Lord's glories are always chanted. And he could not construct the road any farther. And he was trying and trying. And then he told the devotees, with all certainty, Lord Chaitanya will not go to Vrindavan. He will get as far as Kanai Natashala, and then he will return to Jagannath Puri. And the devotees were very struck with wonder. How does Narasinghananda Brahmachari know this? Meanwhile, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from Kulia, he went to Shantipur. And at Shantipur, the devotees brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother to Advaitacharya's house. And there, he clasped onto her lotus feet and with great devotion gave darshan to his mother, whose heart was so deeply longing to see him again. He continued his travels and he came to the place called Ramakeli. Ramakeli was the capital of the king, the Nawab Hussein Shah. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ramakeli, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people along with him. In fact, as Lord Chaitanya was traveling on the path, every place he put his foot, thousands of people wanted to touch that dust and put it on their head. So everywhere his foot was, there were big holes in the ground of people grabbing dust. And he was having big kirtan in Ramakeli. And the king heard about this. And he asked one of his secretaries, "Who is this?" And the secretary went to look. He said, "As far as I can see, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is so beautiful. And everywhere he goes, there's thousands of people intoxicated with love of God, chanting and chanting and chanting. And the ecstasy that this person is manifesting, only God himself could do." So the Nawab Hussein Shah was very anxious to meet him. And Nawab Hussein Shah went to Rupan Sanatan Goswami's. Their names at that time were Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. And they were his chief ministers. And he asked, who is this great person? And they didn't trust him. So they said, actually, what your secretary told you is an exaggeration. He's just a mendicant and he has a few people chanting with him, that's all. But actually, if you want to know who he is, don't ask us, search your own mind. And the Nawab Husayn Shah said, according to my mind, he is the Supreme God. And he has descended on earth. That night, toward the very end of the night, Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik disguised themselves and incognito, secretly approached the place where Lord Chaitanya was. And they first approached Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, who brought them in to see Lord Chaitanya. They put straw between their teeth and they fell to the ground, dandavat, like sticks. And they began to weep and to cry in utter humility. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon seeing their humility, he lifted them up. And they began to offer prayers that we are the most fallen. We are the most abominable. And if you want, you have descended into this world as Patita Pavana avatar to deliver the most fallen. We are the servants of violent meat eaters. We are the servants of the lowest people who cause so much pain to others. Therefore, we are lower than them. You deliver Jagai and Madhai. But just by their taking your holy name, it was not difficult for them to be delivered. But Jagai and Madhai were born in Brahmin families and they never served Maleches and Yovanas, which we have done. We are in such a pitiable condition that we have no hope. We are so fallen that no one can save us but you. Requesting your mercy is like a dwarf hoping to touch the moon. But we know that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are praying that we can always be engaged in your service. Upon hearing Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik speaking in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to embrace them and he said, please stop speaking. Your humility is breaking my heart. Today I give you the names Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And actually I had no reason to come to Ramakeli except I have received the letters you had written to me. And just to deliver you, just to satisfy you, I have come here, and there is no other reason. And he explained to Rupa and Sanatan Goswami that for now, you should act just like a wife who has a lover other than her husband. You should very, very carefully serve the king as if you are totally faithful to him. But in your heart, you should be attached to my lotus feet. And when Krishna makes the suitable arrangements, you should go to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa and Sanatan that they should get the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. And they went and touched the feet of all the devotees. And all the devotees showered their blessings on Rupa and Sanatan and were exceedingly blissful to see how much mercy they had received. Srila Prabhupada explains in so many places that a real Vaishnava, his greatest joy is to see another devotee receiving the mercy of the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is never envious, but he is always joyful to see another making spiritual progress. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami made one petition to Lord Chaitanya. They said, "My Lord, you are now going to Vrindavan, but you are going with hundreds and thousands of people. Vrindavan is a solitary place. People will not understand you. They will criticize you. They will think you are some sort of magician bringing your followers just to show your greatness. It is better if you go to Vrindavan alone or with one or two others." And then Rupa and Sanatan, surrendering their lives to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went back to their residence. And Lord Chaitanya continued the trip to Vrindavan, and he came the next day to Kanai Natashala. And that night he began to consider the words of Sanatan and Rupa Goswami and decided to return to Jagannath Puri. On his way he returned to Shantipur. And while in Shantipur, Raghunath Das Goswami, who was then Raghunath Das, heard that the Lord was there. Raghunath Das met Lord Chaitanya after he took sannyas in Shantipur previously, and from that time he always wanted to escape from his household and take shelter of the service of Lord Chaitanya on a very full-time basis in Jagannath Puri. But his parents were multi-billionaires by our standards today, and he was the only son in the whole family. So they were trying to somehow or other keep him. But he would run away, and every day they would bring him back. They had 5 guards, 4 personal servants, and 2 personal cooks at all times, watching over Raghunath Das Goswami. 11 people surrounding him 24 hours a day. So where could he go? So he told his father that Lord Chaitanya is in Shantipur at the house of Advaitacharya. If you do not allow me to go to see him, I will not be able to maintain my life. So his father sent all the 11 guards along with him to make sure he came back. And Raghunath Das spent some days with Lord Chaitanya. And there Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Raghunath Das Goswami the famous instructions. He said that you should appear to be an ordinary man doing your profession and your household duties very, very carefully so no one detects that you are detached. But in your heart you should be completely detached and attached to Krishna. You should not be Markata Vairagya. You should not be a monkey sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya explained that monkeys appear very renounced. They don't wear any clothes. They only eat things growing on trees. But they always have so many female monkeys waiting for them. He explained to Raghunath Das Goswami that very soon Krishna will show his mercy upon you. And then you will come to be with me in Jagannath Puri. But until then, you should be very patient. So Raghunath Das Goswami, with this instruction, he went home. And he behaved in such an expert way, like a materialist, that his parents actually made the guards less. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also met with Sachi Mata again in Shantipur and prayed at her lotus feet for permission that he could go to Vrindavan. He returned to Puri. And when the devotees heard that Lord Chaitanya already had come back, he never even made it past Bengal. They were very much happy, and they all came to greet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya explained to the devotees, because I made Gadadhar Pandit unhappy, Krishna would not allow me to go to Vrindavan. And then he said how Rupa and Sanatan explained that he should go alone, or only with one or two others. And one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath temple and begged permission for Jagannath to give him the blessings to go to Vrindavan. And then he secretly spoke with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. And he said, today in the early, early morning, I will leave for Vrindavan, and I want your blessings. They said, but you should not go alone. He said, according to Sanatana Goswami, I must go alone. And they began to appeal to him and said, we will be very happy if you bring one or two people with you. Because after all, you will be dancing and chanting in the forest, and someone will have to collect the herbs and roots and cook for you, and someone else will have to carry your pot and your clothes. Lord Chaitanya said, but it should not be any of my intimate associates, because if I bring any one intimate associates, all the others will feel bad. And it should be a person who is very peaceful at mind. Because when he went to South India, he took Kalkrishnadas, and Kalkrishnadas left him to join the gypsy women of the Bataharis. And Lord Chaitanya had to capture him to come back. So he did not want another Kalkrishnadas. So Swarup Damodar, he said, I have very thoroughly and carefully been examining one very learned Brahmin who's very peaceful at heart, and he's completely surrendered in love to you, and he has a great desire to see the holy places of pilgrimage. His name is Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Please bring him, my lord, and one assistant who will help him. This will make us most happy. So Lord Chaitanya accepted. And at the very end of the night, without telling anyone else, Lord Chaitanya and his two companions left. And in the morning, when everyone came to greet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they saw he was gone. They were looking everywhere and anywhere. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai proclaimed to all that the Lord has left for Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya would not go on any main roads. He decided to go through the jungles. And as he was traveling through the Jharikhanda forest, Balabhadra Bhattacharya noticed there were large quantities of tigers and elephants and rhinoceroses and wild boars and snakes and all sorts of other dangerous animals. And when Lord Chaitanya saw them, in completely blissful, intoxicated by the name of Krishna, with his arms raised, chanting, he just walked right by them, and they all very respectfully stood aside to allow him to pass. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced all of them to begin chanting the holy names. And soon all these dangerous animals in the forest started leaping and jumping and dancing with their arms raised, chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along the path there was a tiger sleeping. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very much concerned about this. And Lord Chaitanya went right up to the tiger and he placed his foot on the tiger's head and told him, rise, chant Krishna, Krishna. And the tiger leaped in the air in ecstatic love, tears flowing from his eyes, limbs trembling in ecstasy, all his hair standing on end. He began chanting the holy names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a nice, clear river, and he was chanting his Gayatri Mantra, half submerged in this river, when a whole herd of terribly dangerous wild elephants came to drink water from that river. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to splash them with water, calling out, "Chant Krishna, Krishna!" And as soon as the water from his hand touched the elephants started roaring out the names of Krishna. And soon the whole herd of elephants were jumping and dancing and rolling on the ground and screaming very loudly the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. He was walking down the path, and some deer began to follow behind him. And many, many deer started following on both sides of him. And then tigers started also following next to the deers. Now, as you know, deers and tigers are not friendly, because tigers eat deers and deers run from tigers. Since time immemorial. On this day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw both the tigers and the deers following as he was dancing and singing. And he turned to all of them and he invited them, "Chant Krishna's holy names." And soon the deer started leaping in the air, chanting Hare Krishna. And then the tigers started leaping in the air, chanting Hare Krishna. And they started chanting and dancing in ecstatic love. And due to this ecstatic love of Krishna awakening in their heart, they forgot all inimical feelings toward each other. And the tigers and the deers began to embrace. And then they started kissing each other in transcendental affection. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was smiling, he began to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, how in the forests of Vrindavan, due to the presence of Lord Krishna, even the inimical animals become lovers of one another because they are centering their hearts in service to Krishna. So amongst our God brothers or God sisters or other devotees, what to speak of other people, we may have some animosity. In Kali Yuga, animosity is natural. Kali Yuga means the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, where at the least bit of being incited, we develop an attitude of quarrel toward one another. We like to fight. We like to find fault. How to overcome that? However much we are inimical, it is not as much as the tigers and the deers. But if we put Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy first in our heart, and we come together to chant the holy name under his instructions, we can overcome all obstacles, and we can actually develop the deepest, most sublime, loving relationships where we embrace. And I don't know if we're supposed to kiss, but this was the power of Lord Chaitanya to show the love that he created through the congregational chanting of the holy names. The whole world can be unified under the banner of the congregational chanting of Krishna's name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
and the peacocks, they were all singing Harinam and chanting in ecstasy. And the creepers and the trees, they all started trembling and weeping honey. And their twigs were like their hair standing on end. And even they were chanting the holy names of the Lord. And then he went to the villages within the Jharikhanda forest, where there were terribly violent, uncivilized people called the Bheels, who were not even allowed to come into the towns and villages of civilized society. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he induced them all to chant the holy names, and they became pure, gentle, pure Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled through the Jharikhand forest for many days, and he was so happy. He would take his baths in solitary rivers and streams three times a day. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya, whatever fruits or whatever roots were growing, he would somehow, vegetables, he would pick them very carefully, and he would make a little fire out of wood, and he would prepare that and offer it to the Lord. And sometimes when they came through villages, Balabhadra Bhattacharya would beg alms from different homes and then prepare it for the Lord. And one day, in a secluded place in the forest, Lord Chaitanya told to Balabhadra Bhattacharya that when I went to Vrindavan the first time, there were millions of people following behind me. But Sanatana Goswami said, this is not the way to go to Vrindavan. You should go in a solitary and quiet way. So now I am going through these jungles, which are usually places of great hardship. But because of your kindness, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, I have not experienced even the slightest degree of inconvenience through our whole journey. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praising Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who took the position of the most menial and caring servant. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya replied, I am most fallen. I am most insignificant. I am most useless. But by your supreme mercy, you have made me your bird carrier, Garuda, although I am nothing more than a wretched crow. Coming through the Jharikhanda forest, they arrived in Varanasi. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the famous bathing ghat, Manikarnika ghat, he saw Tapan Mishra in the river taking his bath. And when Tapan Mishra, who, if you remember, Lord Chaitanya instructed to go to Varanasi from East Bengal, when he saw Lord Chaitanya, he became full of bliss. He thought in his mind, I had heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, and now I am seeing him before my own eyes. So Tapan Mishra took Lord Chaitanya to his home after offering him his respectful obeisances and prayers. And they went to the temple together of Vishwanath Kashi, that famous deity of Lord Shiva. And then they went to the temple of Bindu Madhava. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance at the temple of Bindu Madhava. And he induced all of them to chant the holy names. And soon practically the whole of Varanasi was raising their arms and chanting in ecstasy the holy names of Krishna. One very great devotee of the name Chandrasekhar approached Lord Chaitanya. He was a dear friend of Tapan Mishra. And he began to reveal the sorrow in his heart. He said, in this place, Varanasi, he said, this is the capital of the Mayavadis. Practically no one chants the name of Krishna. Only you can perform this great miracle. Please stay here with us for some days. And on another occasion, this Maharashtrian Brahmin, he approached Lord Chaitanya, and he said that one day I went to the leader of all the Mayavadi sannyasis, Prakashananda Saraswati, And I explained that this most wonderful saintly person has come to our city. His name is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the ecstatic symptoms of love that decorate his body are extraordinary. He's always chanting the holy names of Krishna. And thousands upon thousands of people, whoever see him, they just awaken love of God and chant. And Prakashananda Saraswati said, "Yes, I have heard about him. He is just a foolish sentimentalist. Although he has taken sannyas in the Bharati Sampradaya by Keshav Bharati, he is not following the principles of a sannyasi. He should be studying Vedanta, but instead he is going around with all kinds of sentimental people, chanting and dancing and crying. He is some sort of a magician. He has some mystic power who he meets people and they just become emotionally involved and they all become his followers. But here in the city of Varanasi, he will not go far. This is the capital of Shankaracharya's philosophy. We do not care for him." And the Maharashtrian Brahmin told Lord Chaitanya that he was blaspheming you. And he couldn't say the name of Krishna. Why is this? He said Chaitanya, he said Brahman, but he couldn't say Krishna's name. And Lord Chaitanya said, because the Mayavadis offend Krishna. They say that his body is illusion, his pastimes are illusion, his names are illusion, his associates are illusion. Therefore, they cannot properly say the name of Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, within his heart of hearts, decided at that time that the time would come when he would deliver Prakashananda Saraswati and induce him and all of his 60,000 followers to blissfully dance and chant the holy name. After spending 10 days in Varanasi just to satisfy his devotees, he went to the holy place, Prayag. There he bathed at the confluence of the rivers Jamuna and Ganga, and it was there that he danced ecstatically with his devotees at the Veni Madhava temple. And the whole city of Prayag, practically so many thousands and thousands of people, heard about him and came to see his beauty, and they all chanted the holy names of the Lord. He continued his travels with Balabhadra Bhattacharya and his assistant, and they approached the holy dham of Mathura. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the city of Mathura from a distance, in great love he offered his obeisances. And then he came into Mathura. And he went to the holy place called Vishram Ghat, where he bathed in Jamuna. And as he was bathing, he was filled with so much love. And then he went to the temple of Adi Keshava, which is the birthplace of Krishna. And there, upon seeing the deity, Keshavji, he began to dance. He was dancing and dancing and dancing, and soon all the people of Mathura were gathering around him. And they were thinking, such beauty, such love. Krishna himself has returned to Mathura in the form of this beautiful golden form sannyasi. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced all the residents of Mathura to raise their arms and loudly chant the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. It was there at the Keshavji temple that one Brahmin happened to start dancing with Lord Chaitanya. And they were dancing and dancing together in great ecstasy, and this Brahman was exhibiting so much love. And after hours of such dancing, Lord Chaitanya took this Brahman to a solitary place. And he said, "Tell me, who are you?" And the Brahman said that, "I am a Brahman of the Sanodiya caste, which is a low caste of Brahmins. But when Madhavendra Puri came to Braj Mandal, when he was in Mathura, I met him and I invited him to stay in my house, and he took food from me and he initiated me, and by his mercy I have become his servant." And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he became very, very happy. And the Brahman asked, "By the symptoms of love I see on you, it appears you must have some connection to Madhavendra Puri as well." And Lord Chaitanya explained that, "You are my guru's godbrother. I was initiated by Ishwara Puri, who was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri." The Sanodiya Brahman invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay with him in Mathura. And the Sanodiya Brahman said, "Let me beg for food and I will give it to Balabhadra Bhattacharya to cook." Lord Chaitanya said, "Why don't you cook it?" He said, "I cannot cook for you. You are a sannyasi. You are exalted. I am from a low caste of Brahmins. Sannyasis will never take food cooked by a Sanodiya Brahman." Lord Chaitanya said that, "Madhavendra Puri, you cooked for him. You were initiated by him." He said, Lord Chaitanya explained that in the Vedas and in the Puranas, there are so many apparent contradictions. One cannot understand the conclusive truths by reading them. The behavior of the pure devotees of the Lord reveal the essence of all knowledge. Madhavendra Puri, his behavior reveals the essence of all knowledge. And if he accepted your cooking, then I will also accept your cooking. Yad yad acharati sveshtat tat tat evetarojana sa yat pramanam kurute lokastara nuvartate. What the great men do, the common men will follow. So the Sanodiya Brahman very, very happily cooked prasad for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Sanodiya Brahman took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all the 24 bathing ghats on both sides of the river Jamuna. And then he took him through all the 12 forests of Vrindavan on Parikrama. And as they were traveling through the forests, one time a herd of cows, they saw Lord Chaitanya, and they recognized that their beloved Krishna had returned. And they all gathered around him and started crying in ecstasy and licking his body. And then Lord Chaitanya began to travel to the next forest, and all the cows were following behind him. And with great, great, great difficulty, the cowherd men somehow or other got their cows back. And another day in the forest, the deers of Braja started gathering around Lord Chaitanya, and with tears in their eyes, knowing that their best, most intimate friend had finally returned, they started licking his body. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would caress them and pet them with such love and devotion, invoking such symptoms of happiness in their hearts. The bees and the parrots would just be singing the fifth note of the scale of music for the pleasure of the Lord. And the peacocks would go right before the Lord and begin to dance with great happiness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. He was always feeling a great ecstasy of love of God. But when he was on the road to Vrindavan in Jarikanda, just the expectation that he was coming to Vrindavan, that ecstasy increased 100 times. And when he entered into the city of Mathura, that ecstasy increased 1,000 times. And when he was roaming through the actual forests of Vrindavan Dham, that ecstasy increased 100,000 times. So no one will ever be able to understand the wonderful happiness that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing as he was traveling through the forests of Vrindavan. He came to the village of Arithagram, and there he began to inquire from the local people, where is Radha Kund? Where is Shama Kund? And nobody knew. And he understood that Shama Kund and Radha Kund had been forgotten by the people in general. But because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, he located where the kunds were. There was a lake of water, small lake, in the middle of a paddy field. And Lord Chaitanya understood, this is Radha Kund. And he went and he took his bath. And the people around were thinking, why is this sannyasi bathing in the middle of a paddy field? And he began to offer beautiful prayers that just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna, similarly Sri Radha Kund is most dear to Krishna because Radha Kund is most dear to Srimati Radharani. That it is in Radha Kund that every day Radharani takes her bath, and Radha and Krishna perform the Rasa Leela on her banks. That anyone, even once in their life, who faithfully and sincerely bathe in the waters of Radha Kund will achieve the same love for Krishna as Srimati Radharani by her mercy. That the waters of Radha Kund is none other than the nectar of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna in liquid form. And it is the supreme holiest of all holy places. After offering these beautiful prayers, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the mud of Radha Kund and placed tilak on the 12 parts of his body. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya took some of the mud and stored it for future use of the Lord. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kusum Sarovar and took his bath there. And then he went and he saw the beautiful Govardhan Hill. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Govardhan Hill, he was filled with such bliss that he went and started embracing with great affection one stone from Govardhan Hill and began to weep and cry. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Haridev, a very ancient deity which originally was installed by Vajranab, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, where he is standing in the pose of Giridhari, holding Govardhan Hill. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance in kirtan, and so many of the people of Govardhan and all the villages around Govardhan all assembled at Haridev temple, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them all to chant the holy names of Krishna, and all the Brijabasis with their arms raised were dancing and leaping in the air in transcendental joy. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty, they all were chanting the holy names of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki. That night, Lord Chaitanya stayed at Haridev temple. And he began to meditate that the deity of Gopal was installed by Madhavendra Puri on top of Govardhan Hill. And I long to see him, but I will not place my feet on Govardhan Hill. because Govardhan Hill is non-different than the body of Krishna. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set this principle that he nor any of his followers should ever place their feet on Govardhan Hill. So how to see the deity? He began to long in his heart for that opportunity. And Gopal, who was situated on Govardhan Hill, knowing the heart of Lord Gaurasundar, made a wonderful plan. The next day, someone came in a great urgent condition and told the pujaris that there are Turkish soldiers that are coming to attack this village. You should hide the deity somewhere else and everyone should evacuate. So they very secretly took the deity off Govardhan Hill and brought him to a village called Granthuli. And at Granthuli, they began to worship Gopal very secretly. The next morning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath at the Manasa Ganga, and then he did parikrama of Govardhan Hill. And when he came to Govinda Kund and took his bath there, he was told by some of the Brijbasis that Gopal is in the village of Granthuli. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, and for 3 days, to his heart's content, he had the beautiful darshan of Gopal, and along with all the other residents of Granthuli, he was chanting and dancing in the Sankirtan of the Holy Name. On the fourth day, they discovered there were no Turkish soldiers. It was all the Lord Gopal's trick. So they brought on a procession Gopal back to Govardhan Hill, and Lord Chaitanya was dancing in that procession in great joy. And just when he started going up the Govardhan Hill, Lord Chaitanya stopped and offered his prostrated obeisances before the beautiful form of Gopal, who is now residing in Nathdwar by the name of Srinathji. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Kamyavan, and he went to so many of the forests of Vrindavan. He went to Mahavan, and Lohavan, Bandiravan, Badravan, Srivan, Talavan, Bahulavan, Madhuban, Vrindavan, Kadiravan. And in all these places, he was chanting and dancing and inducing everyone to chant the holy names. The whole of Vrindavan was in great ecstasy by the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to Nandagram, and there he bathed in the lake called Pavan Srovar. And he began to inquire from the local people, are there any deities of Krishna here? And they told him, on the top of the mountain, in a cave, there are 3 deities, a mother, a father, and a son. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into that cave, and there he saw beautiful deity of Yashoda and Nanda, and he offered his prostrated obeisances to them. And then when he saw the deity of Krishna, he began to embrace him with great love. From Nandagram, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sheshashayi, where he saw the beautiful form of Vishnu, who performed this pastime for the pleasure of the gopis. And after touring all the 12 forests of Vrindavan, he went back to Mathura, and there were so many thousands upon thousands of people. He decided to find a secluded place to reside. He went to Akuragat, which is a very, very solitary and peaceful place. And every day from Akuragat, he would leave early in the morning and go to Vrindavan village. that time, of course, it was a forest. And he would go to Kaliya Ghat and see the beautiful place that Lord Krishna subdued, the great serpent Kaliya. And he would go to Dwadasa Ditya Thil, the mountain in which the 12 sons of Aditya made Lord Krishna very warm after being in the water so long with Kaliya, and the perspiration from his body created a beautiful lake called Praskananda. And then he would go to a place called Imlital, which was a very, very ancient tamarind tree. That tamarind tree was the original tree from the time of Lord Krishna. It is said that when Krishna was feeling separation from Srimati Radharani after she left the Rasa dance, Krishna sat under that tree and in meditation on Srimati Radharani in separation, his beautiful blackish form would turn golden due to his complete absorption in the thought of her. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Krishna, with the love and devotion of Srimati Radharani, and also with the complexion of Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit under the Imlital tree, and in complete absorption and remembrance of Krishna in separation, his beautiful golden form would turn like a dark monsoon rain cloud, Shyam Sundar. Gaur Sundar became Shyam Sundar under the Imlital tree on the banks of the river Jamuna in Vrindavan. It was such a beautiful place. There was a nice little platform he would sit upon. And every day he would spend hours chanting japa on his beads of the holy names of Krishna. And he would see the forests of Vrindavan and the beautiful river Jamuna flowing right before him. He would sit and chant and meditate on his own pastimes at Imlital until noon. And then he would return to Akrura Ghat, where Balabhadra Bhattacharya would have arranged nice prasad for him. One day, while he was sitting at Akrura Ghat, one personality of the name Krishnadas approached him. He fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. He said, "I live across in a village across the river Jamuna, and I am a Rajput." He was a Kshatriya. And he said, "I am a householder with a family, but I am suffering terribly. I am fallen, I am degraded, I am sinful, and I am an illusion. But I had a dream that a great personality would be here and that I should take shelter of him. So I have come. And I can understand that you are the Supreme Lord Krishna who has come to Vrindavan to deliver us." And in this way, Rajput Krishnadas surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and came back to Akrura Ghat. And in this way, Balabhadra Bhattacharya and his servant, Rajput Krishnadas and the Sanodiya Brahman, along with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, performed so many wonderful, wonderful pastimes. Every day Lord Chaitanya would leave early in the morning from Akrura Ghat. He would go to Imlital. He would chant the holy names all morning. He would return to Akrura Ghat, and then so many people would come to meet him. And soon thousands of people were coming to meet him at Akrura Ghat. And they were all inviting Lord Chaitanya for prasad at their homes, or else they were inviting that, "Let us cook for you," or "Let us give food to Balabhadra Bhattacharya." But they all wanted to do seva. And they all were approaching Balabhadra. And he was being so much harassed. He had no moment's peace. Everyone wanted to serve Lord Chaitanya, and there was just not enough time. And there were so many people. And everyone felt so bad if they didn't have the opportunity. So he was feeling distress in his mind. One day, some people came from the village. And they said to Lord Chaitanya, "Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan. We saw him with our own eyes at Kaliya Ghat. Every night we see Krishna is dancing on the flaming hoods of Kaliya." And night after night after night, people were coming with this report. And one day, Balabhadra Bhattacharya said, "My Lord, can I have your permission to go to see Krishna directly dancing on Kaliya at the lake?" And Lord Chaitanya slapped him in the face out of great mercy. And he said, "You are a learned scholar. Why you are being influenced by these foolish people? Where in the Shastra does it say that Krishna appears as Krishna in the age of Kali Yuga?" And then the next day, some respectable gentlemen came to have darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya asked them, "I heard that Krishna is dancing on the lake at Kaliya, Radha." And they said, "That's what the foolish people think. But we investigated what it was. What it is every night a fisherman has a raft and he puts lanterns on his raft and he goes into the Kaliya lake to fish, catching fish. And these foolish people, they think that the fisherman is Krishna dancing. And they think the lanterns are the jewels on Kaliya's head, and they think the raft is Kaliya. But actually, Krishna did come to Vrindavan." Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, where?" He said, "You." "What do you mean?" "Om Namo Narayanaya." "You are a sannyasi. When you take sannyasi, you become Narayan." And Lord Chaitanya held his ears and went, "Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. I am not Narayan. The living entity could never become Narayan. Whether he's a sannyasi or any order, we are all the parts and parcels of Krishna. We are all eternally servants of Krishna. We are all subordinate to Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His form is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And all living entities are his eternal parts and parcels." And he began to explain in so many ways the refutation of all impersonalist and Mayavadi conceptions to establish that the spirit soul has an eternal form as a servant of Krishna, the Supreme Godhead. And upon hearing this, they agreed with everything he said. They said, "Yes, what you are saying is true. You are revealing the highest truths. But even after accepting all that knowledge, we can understand that you are Krishna." "And you cannot hide yourself. Just, we can understand that you are that beautiful blackish son of Nanda Maharaj, although you are covered with this beautiful golden complexion. If you take musk from the deer and cover it with cloth, still everyone will know that it is musk. In the same way, although you have a beautiful golden complexion, we can understand that you are the son of Nanda Maharaj." And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed with them and showed them and all the people assembled his divine opulences. One day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting at Akrura Ghat, he was looking at Jamuna and he was thinking, "This is the place that Krishna showed the Vaikuntha Lokas to Akrura. And this is the place where Krishna showed Goloka Vrindavan to the residents of Vrindavan, the Vrijvasis. And thinking this way, he jumped in the river Jamuna and he went under the water and he disappeared for a long time. And the Sanodiya Brahman began to cry out, "Help, help! He's drowning!" And Balabhadra Bhattacharya came and jumped in and somehow or other pulled him out. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya revealed his mind to the Sanodiya Brahman. He said, "I don't know what to do. He's in such ecstasy here in Vrindavan. By Krishna's mercy, we happened to be there when he jumped in the Jamuna this time. But who knows when he will do it again? He's become like a madman in his love in Vrindavan. It is not safe for him here." And Balabhadra Bhattacharya began to explain, "Not only that, but people are always harassing me." So the Sanodiya Brahman said to Balabhadra, "You should honestly tell your heart to Lord Chaitanya." So one day Balabhadra Bhattacharya explained that so many people are coming for invitations to invite you for prasad that I cannot keep up with it. I'm very unhappy. I think we should leave this place. And now it is just the beginning of the month of Magh. And if we go to Prayag for the full moon, we will be there for the Magh Mela, the Kumbh Mela. And if we're there for Makara Sankranti, that will be very auspicious to bathe in the confluence of Jamuna and Ganges, and we will be so happy. So let us leave Vrindavan." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never wanted to leave Vrindavan. It was the greatest satisfaction to his heart to be in his eternal abode. But the happiness of his devotee is more important than his own happiness. And just to bring happiness to Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I will follow you wherever you go." He said, "Balabhadra Bhattacharya, it is by your great kindness that you have brought me to Vrindavan and given me this most transcendental experience. And I will follow you wherever you want me to go." So early one morning, they went to Mahavan Gokul, the place where Krishna had his wonderful childhood pastimes. And from there they departed from Vrindavan. They were traveling. And one day at the side of a road, there was a cowherd boy herding some cows. And the cowherd boy started to play his flute. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thinking of Krishna, he fell completely unconscious. And at that moment, some Pathan soldiers happened to see this. And they immediately arrested Rajput Krishna Das, the Sanodiya Brahman, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and his Bengali assistant. And they said, "You have given poison to the sannyasi to rob him, and now we will kill you as punishment." And Balabhadra Bhattacharya and the other Bengali began to tremble in fear. And Sanodiya Brahman was trying to explain what is actually the truth. But the Pathan soldiers did not believe it. They said, "We will punish you and kill you." And then the Rajput Krishna Das, he said that he is our friend. And he has fainted due to some disease. But you just wait for some time and you see he will come back to consciousness. And then you ask him whether we have harmed him. And besides that, I live just over that hill. And I have hundreds of Turkish soldiers and 100 cannons. And if I call out, they will all come and destroy you. So the Pathan soldiers, they said, "We do not believe you, you should be punished. And just at that moment, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to consciousness. And the Patan soldiers said to him that these four men, these two Bengalis who are trembling, and these other two, they fed you poison, they robbed you, and they tried to kill you. But we have apprehended them. And Lord Chaitanya said, No, they are my friends. They are my friends and I am traveling with them. And I have a disease called epilepsy. And sometimes I fall unconscious and they are so kind, they always help me when I fall into these trances. And upon seeing the beauty of Lord Chaitanya and hearing him chanting the holy names, one very, very saintly person came out from amongst the soldiers. And he began to explain to the Lord the teachings of the Quran from an impersonal point of view. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain the teachings of the Quran. And he said that it is true that practically the whole of the Quran deals with fruitive activities and an impersonal conception of God. But the ultimate conclusion of the Quran is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a beautiful blackish complexion and he has a wonderful abode and beautiful pastimes. And he began to cite various references from that scripture. And this saintly person, when he heard it, he said, "Everything you are saying is true. There is practically not a single scholar of the Quran who understand it in truth. But ultimately, yes, God is a person, and the path of devotional service is the only means to achieve him. And I can understand that you are that God, and I surrender to you." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated this mula, saint, and he gave him the name Ram Das. And then the leader of this group of Patan soldiers, he came forward. His name was Bijuli Khan. And he fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and surrendered. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them all to constantly be humble servants of the servants of the servants, and always chant the holy names of Krishna. And after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left on his travels back to Jagannath Puri, these Patan soldiers all became mendicants. And they started traveling all around, spreading the glories of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. People were amazed to see it. These powerful, powerful Patan soldiers, all so meek and so humble, and wherever they were going, they were just dancing and inducing everyone to chant Krishna's holy names. And they became famous throughout all the country as the Patan Vaishnavas. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Lord Chaitanya proceeded on his wonderful pilgrimage and came to the holy land of Prayag. In our next talks, we will hear of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Rupa Goswami and has the deepest, most profound philosophical discussion and completely converts Prakashananda Saraswati and all of his tens and thousands of followers, in how he makes the whole city of Varanasi kirtaniyas. And how Lord Chaitanya met Sanatan Goswami in Varanasi. and instructed him for 30 days. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embodied the essence of all mercy. Parama karuna pahundui janani thai gauru chandra. Through the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, all of our intellectual inquiries will be completely satisfied. The philosophy of Achintya Veda Veda Tattva is the most comprehensive and complete understanding of the Absolute Truth in our relationship with Him. But the realization of all these truths, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave out so freely and so mercifully through the congregational chanting of the holy names. If we just be humble, guard against the 10 offenses of the holy name, stay within the association of devotees, and continue chanting Harinam, gradually love of Krishna will awaken within our hearts. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Sravanadi Suri Sheti Koriye Yudhoi. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya's teachings are so simple that love of Krishna is within the heart of every living being. By associating with his devotees and chanting his holy names, we can taste the immortal nectar of this love. Let us celebrate the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by performing the Sankirtan of the Holy Name. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki.